Welcome to Flowing with Famous.
I messed up my throat.
Volume. Episode 2, volume.
Or episode. Wait.
Volume.
First one was 00.
Oh, episode 1.
So this is 1.
Episode 1.
Reboot.
Reboot. Wow.
Because Flowing with Famous is like around in like the 60s.
Yeah.
Or something,
it's the oldest podcast ever. Al Gore created the internet, and the first thing he did was Flowing with Famous.
Yeah. Well known.
That's not true.
A fact.
But, so here we are. This is Famous Whitewater, and with me always is Mike C. of the Dorktown Podcast.
Yeah.
And anything else? Just the Dorktown Podcast.
Dorktown right now.
Yeah. But soon, you have stuff in the works.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, yeah. So we're here to talk about all sorts of Fresno stuff, because that's what we do. And, you know, there was so much that's been happening. You know, it's crazy. There is so much that's happening all the time. And no, you laugh.
I know.
Like, it's funny, but it's not funny because...
No, I'm not laughing
at
that.
There is so much. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at because I can hear your mind, like, trying to figure out what you're going to say. That's what I'm laughing at.
I know exactly what I'm going to say at all times. So there's so much happening.
Right.
And we're here to talk about it.
We had a little delay because we tried to do a one at Tokyo Garden.
Right.
That didn't work out.
Right.
So, but we didn't get to talk about, and you wrote it on Fresno Famous, is the big radio change up.
Yeah, that's the big thing, I think, for me right now. I'm so sad that...
We've lost Kino.
We've lost Kino.
The programming that Kino had.
Yeah.
I mean, Kino's going to move to 1430, but it's just going to be oldies.
And who cares about that?
Which, you know, is fine. I know it's
actually,
the original Kino program, so that's cool. But
Actually, I'm sort of excited about that because I don't think there's like a really good oldie station in anymore, you know?
What was the one? There's one, I think it's still around, where it's got the announcer that does the Fresno Falcons, now the Fresno Monsters.
I don't know.
A guy that, you know, he did, you know, for years did Fresno State. I think he still does Fresno State games. But he's also the DJ.
Huh.
What is that? Mega? I want to say
Mega? I don't know.
I want to say it's the Mega.
I don't know enough about radio, apparently. But so that's cool. I mean, I like 60s and, you know, that's great. But, you know, Kino had this slogan, it's different here. Is that, that was it?
Yeah.
And it really was. It was so good. And I really loved the drive with Bill McEwen.
It was different kind of programming that I was always worried about it because, you know,
you didn't think it could make it.
Well, I mean, I liked it. And it was this nice local.
Right.
Hangouty kind of what's going on in Fresno kind of programming, and they even the morning guy they had for a while, which they switched off of him, I forget his name, but he did that. He did a lot of local Fresno stuff, and it was that kind of programming.
And even when they had Alan Autry, who I think I didn't agree with a lot of what he said very often, but. There was a local thing about, you know, he would always have on local people. He would have on Ed Emanuel all the time from Fresno State. And they would always be, it was just a really awesome thing. And then when Bill McEwen, took over kind of that, that time slot and then went to the drive, I mean, it was just awesome. I had something to listen to anytime I was in my car after work. And so that's very sad.
Yeah. And, that it always reminded me of, it was almost like an older generation podcasting is now,
or that
niche. It was kind of niche programming,
right.
And that's why I always worried about it being on. Like,
and
I don't
apparently,
know how enough people are listening to this, and and the ratings just weren't
well. And
good
I think
enough, I
maybe I don't. I think that they probably had better ratings. You know, this is what I read in the story on the B. I think John Oslin said that he didn't think the ratings were accurate. Because a lot of the people who were listening weren't within the whatever demographic that they were giving those boxes to, right?
Yeah, I know. I don't
because I don't
know
have a box.
Anybody. I've never heard of anybody.
You don't have a box, right?
Yeah, never heard of. I don't know if they call. Like, nobody answers their telemarketing calls anymore. Right. If you have a landline, you know not to answer it.
I don't even have a landline.
So, I mean, I don't understand where they're getting their ratings from.
So, I think it's Nielsen, and they send boxes to people. And yeah. Then boxes is TV, I don't know. I really don't
know. Yeah, I know. I did a Nielsen thing once, but it was, like, all surveyed. I didn't get a box. So I don't.
That's probably TV.
Yeah, it was television, but I don't know how they do radio. I never had anything.
Yeah, we should find that out so that we could.
What's going on there? I think KMJ controls it.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I'm you know, and part of me when I heard that was like, man, John. Oh, so here's the question I have to you: is it this? Because I've heard, my theory is that John Oslin is a genius.
Okay.
Because he took this radio station, which was like, remember when it started, it was like the worst rated radio station in the entire,
yep.
Like whatever, and he built it up, and he put some money, whatever, and then obviously now he has sold it to ESPN or whatever, right?
Yeah, I think, well, it's what it is it's like a joint venture. They're basically... I mean, Bentley mentioned it in his column. They're basically trying to get all the Bulldog stuff.
Oh, right.
They already have baseball, and ESPN, the old ESPN, 1430, they had softball and women's basketball, but KMJ has football.
Right.
And has basketball, men's basketball.
And so they figure that
that contract is up. At the end of the basketball season, once this basketball season's over, then Fresno State can choose a different station if they want, and the ESPN and kind of, well, let's just say 940.
Right, 940, now, whatever it is. Yeah.
Whatever it is now, they're trying to get that football and basketball. See. And that wattage that Kino 940 has is the same as KMJ's. And
it's sad because it's, you know, what Kino was doing in their talk format is something that's going to be sorely missed. And I would hope, and I know that it's not going to happen, that KMJ, now that they've lost...
Yeah.
You know, they're making this big push about like, well, we lost Rush and Hannity and whatever. We're going to go... We're going to do what we've always done and be local and blah, blah, blah. And but they're not.
They're making, you know? they did, which, I mean, they have to say, and I would, if I was them, I would be saying the same thing. You know, Bentley, I think, was just like, you know, aren't you worried about that? Losing those,
right.
Your ratings are going to go down on everything you've got there. Yeah, and they're like, no, yeah, everything will be
people
fine.
People listen to Ray and Inga.
And they'll be fine, but they're not going to get their same ratings anymore.
Right, yeah.
There's no way.
Well, and I definitely think that there is, with Kino leaving, there's an opportunity, and I even thought this when Kino was in operation, that there's an opportunity for a radio station to really come in and do the kind of programming that's not being done. I think there is a niche there that's not being tackled. And I think New Rock is sort of doing it with Mike Oz's show. I think that's really cool.
KFSR has always done it.
KFSR has always... But
local
still,
show. Six on Mondays.
But I still think... and that's just music-wise. But I still think that on the other side, on the talk side, there's a space for someone that's local and... let's say nonpartisan or not crazily right, or which is what I liked about Bill McEwen. You know, he was like, you never really knew.
He was still people like to frame him as being a Democrat or liberal or whatever, but he really was pretty middle of the road.
Yeah, no, I heard him say some things where I was
like, hey, I'm to the left of that.
Yeah, Bill. what are you talking about here, Bill?
Hey.
Right. So, anyway, I'm saddened by the whole thing, and I think there's a big, there's going to be a little bit of a vacuum that someone needs to get in and fill, and maybe we can do that here on Flowing with
Well,
Famous.
Well, yeah, we're here. We've
doing some podcasting.
Political talk. Yeah.
I know all about politics.
What we're talking about.
Did you watch the debate?
I watched the binders tail end of
full
it.
Of women.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. I didn't watch the. I listened to a little.
I
watched bit
the
of
tail
it.
Of it. I know what it means. KMJ. I know what he is talking about. But everybody, you don't come to Falling of Famous for presidential.
But maybe people would. Maybe people would.
Maybe we'll be one of the 800 podcasts that talk about
that
politics.
Talk about politics. So that happened with the radio
stuff.
At least we've
got Tony Diodato Sports Line is still on there. They're smart enough to keep that there.
Tony D, man.
6 o'clock on the weeks during the weeks. Yeah.
I really like Tony.
He's the best.
I think he added a lot to
best radio.
Oh yeah, that's
think
what
so.
You're gonna say
over the year. Historically, I think he's Fresno's best radio broadcaster.
Whoa,
suck it, Ray Appleton.
I'm gonna hold you to that.
Yeah.
When the Fresno Bees People's Choice Awards come out,
I always
they come
vote
out.
For Tony D.
Yeah, he's never on there.
No,
oddly.
You know, I really like I guess Tony. One, you know, my vote.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people do. It's just you can't overtake that KMJ. But
right.
Now,
and no one's going to
vote. I can't wait. Now it's going to be interesting without that Rush Limbaugh, propping up KMJ. It's going to be interesting to see.
And Hannity.
How the
they had Hannity
come
as well.
Yeah, Hannity too.
You know what? I'm really sad about that, actually, because they also had Coast to Coast AM, which I listened to all the time.
What was that?
It comes on at like 10. It's like it runs from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Okay.
And it's, I don't even know. I can't even describe. If you haven't listened to it, you don't understand.
Is it the one where like he talks about some space stuff?
Yes.
Because I've heard that, I think.
And also
and
Ghost.
I'm like, what's going on? Am I listening to KMJ? What is
also
this?
Ghost. Yeah. And the Chupacabra. I heard this whole thing on it. It was awesome. So it's
like Weird Fresno on the radio.
It's like Weird Fresno National on the radio.
Wow.
Yeah. It's great. And what's great is it runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. or 10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only time you're ever listening to it is when you're, maybe some people listen to it at home. I don't know. But it's when you're in your car driving on some lonely ass freeway.
Yeah. It's kind of creepy. I remember. Yes. Yeah. I remember that
anyway,
feeling listening
so,
to that.
Here's the Coast to Coast AM being taken off.
Yeah, maybe someone will pick it up. There's probably a podcast of
it. Yeah, I'm sure. Well, and that's the whole thing. All of those shows they say are going to move to one of Clear Channel's radio.
Yeah,
probably.
Clear Channel's going to just say, hey,
whatever.
I think that's the whole thing. As far as the KMJ situation goes, it seems like, Mike Oz had that big old thing to happen.
That was a great. Okay, and let me tell you. So Mike Oz had a post on the Beehive that probably was one of the best blog posts I've read in a long time.
Yeah, definitely one of the more interesting ones.
Yeah, it was really
sure.
a great podcast. A great podcast. What am I talking about? Yeah. It was a great blog post that he did on the Beehive about that whole KMJ thing, and you should go there and read it.
Right, Fresno Beehive, looking into Mike Oz's stuff.
Yeah. Anyway. So, what else? What else has been happening?
But what you don't want to summarize it? I was waiting for like a summary of the Mike Oz thing.
I don't know. He was just talking about how, there's a bunch of crazy people who think it's some sort of conspiracy that they took Hannity and Rush.
They were confused. And
or
there was even
taking...
people that thought like the B had something to do with it. And the liberal media and President Obama had something to do
with it.
It
was, yeah.
And it really is just Clear Channel wanting show
to
make itself.
Them,
like they basically KMJ is a local owned a radio broadcasting company, and Clear Channel is like, no, we don't like you having they're taking their guy and going against themselves
in the
Fresno market, and they're like, nah, we're not going to do that anymore.
Well, what's funny is I was listening to Ray Appleton. Now that Kino's gone, the other day, and he was saying
you're
that
forced to listen
it's what happens. And he was saying that every year they were like, "Well, this could be the year," you know. They're like, "Well, they pretty much knew it was going to happen eventually."
Right.
You know? So, and there it is. But Mike Oz did a whole post on it. It was really good. Go read it. So.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
So, moving on. We did that to death.
Yeah.
Nothing else to say about.
What was the other thing what was going on?
The Fresno Fair.
Okay, yeah.
That's what
you
I
had the
talk
eating
about.
The eating contest.
There was the eating contest, and you can read a review of that and see a video either at FresnoFamous.com or the Beehive.com. Mike Oz has a video. Really super cool. I'm hoping that they do it again next year because I think it went really well, but I think it could be better, you know. And no one made it through.
And it was all that. It was all fair food.
All fair food. Yeah.
Like how? Like did you just get something from every booth? Like how much?
So we had nine courses, wow. Right? So and this is essentially how it went. So it started out with cotton candy.
Nice. I love cotton candy.
Yeah,
I could do that in 10 seconds.
Well, so and they did. Danielle from the King Sugar. Singer okay. for King Cherry.
Yes, yes.
She was out after cotton candy.
She couldn't started.
Handle it. Couldn't handle it.
She's doing that for PR.
Yeah, I think so.
She didn't think
and
she was really
and I
do.
Mentioned her right now, so it worked.
Yeah, there you go.
But so she was out. But there was this kid from Fresno State.
Mm-hmm.
He starts out cotton candy, boom, he's done, like, I don't know, within 30 seconds, whatever. Goes into the corn dog, you know, giant corn dog, boom, done. It was like the quickest.
Nice, yeah.
Fried artichoke hearts. Doom. Done. We bring out the giant turkey leg.
Uh-oh.
Right? So he's like looking at it. Doesn't matter. He rips into it, blah, blah, blah. Gets it done. Then we bring out the orange Julius, right?
Uh-huh.
He does like one of those like 1 minute swigs, finishes the whole thing. Boom. Right?
He's just out in front, just right. like dominating.
Oh, yeah. Within 10 minutes, right? So the next one was one of those hot dogs that's like bacon wrapped and has jalapeno sauce,
boy.
Whatever.
Oh, boy.
So after, so I think that the Orange Julius put him like, he was just done, but he was still looking at this hot dog. So he's like doing the hot dog and then he gets up and he's like trying to like walk it off, you know, whatever. And then we see him, you know, a hand on his mouth.
Uh-oh.
And it, you know, have you seen, okay, so there's this famous internet photo. A man, maybe, of the dude puking, and like there's puke coming out his nose, and it was like, that's what it was like.
Oh.
It was like the most disgusting thing that I've ever seen in my life. So then he's out, and then after that, it was just kind of over. It was like, well, the other guy ate one bite of whatever, and so after that, it was like, no one even cared. It was like, oh, I'll just eat, you know, one bite of the next thing, and but it was cool. And I think that the fair had fun with it. We definitely had fun with it. So hopefully they'll do it again.
Sounds like it
next year. I won't be a. I mean, I'll be a part of it, like hosting. I will not.
I know. I took
be
part
a contestant.
In that one at Milano's.
Right.
And yeah, that was.
This was worse.
I gave it an honest effort, and it was just.
It was too
I couldn't
much.
Do it. Ed Stewart won that, and he actually ate the whole.
And
thing.
Again,
that is a very difficult thing.
You know. I'm gonna sound sexist here, but the woman in that contest when we were at Milano's was out after like 2 seconds. She took like 4 bites and then I won't name names, but it happened.
Joey.
Anyway. So that was really fun. Here's the thing I wanna know about the fair, because I got in a conversation with my boss actually about this. Does the fair bring in good enough musical acts? Do you think the fair brings in good musical acts? Could they do better, or is this sort
I
of like what the fair?
Little, they, I think they're okay.
Right.
I don't think
they could do
a bad
better.
Job,
they could do better.
I think they could do better.
Yeah.
Mid-State Fair does better usually.
Do they?
But I don't. Mid-State has a bigger venue. Does have you been to a Mid-State?
I have.
Isn't it a little bit bigger?
It's set up different. I wouldn't say it's bigger.
Okay, because they seem.
And
to
actually,
get,
I like the Paul Theater better than the Mid-State Fair. I thought.
Yeah, I like Paul Theater.
Yeah.
I think it should be used more often during the non-fair times.
Yeah, it's a decent.
I don't know why it isn't.
What's the?
I mean,
capacity
we
there,
always say
know?
We don't have an amphitheater, but we do.
Yeah,
we just only use it during the fair.
Didn't Megadeth play there one time? Non-fair.
I don't remember that. I would think I would remember.
I think Megadeth played there one time. Non-fair.
Hello, me. It's me again.
That guy's a douchebag. Anyway.
I saw that video.
Oh, Dave Mustaine, how you let me down, sir.
Poor Dave.
First of all, you cried in that movie about Metallica.
The Metallica documentary, he can never let that down.
Right.
I saw that, I was a Dave Mustaine guy until then. I was all, Dave, show some dignity. That's what I did when I was, you know, begging for a girl to go out with me. That's what it was like. Oh, that's what I did when I was 20 and I was like trying to get a girl to go out with me. I go, oh, please.
And here's the thing. There are tons of people who think Megadeth is way better than Metallica.
Yeah.
Nobody gives up.
And that's a legitimate argument.
Yeah.
And he's still you guys won't get me.
Yeah, it was because you were the worst drug addict ever. And nobody liked you because you were an a-hole.
Yeah.
And apparently it didn't get... Anyway. So,
Megadeth tangent.
Let's play some Megadeth. If Reed could put some Megadeth behind us right there.
I would bet that Reed that is playing awesome. Some Megadeth now.
Here's Megadeth on Flowing with Famous. The only podcast with teeth. That was Megadeth.
That was Megadeth.
You're listening to Metal Shop.
You remember Metal Shop singing at radio?
No.
You're too young.
Was it on...
It was like a weekly show, syndicated radio show that, you know, radio stations would pick up.
Yeah.
I think maybe KKDG played it, and it was just like,
be too young. That's
and
they, sad.
It was just like an all-metal show for like an hour or
there's
whatever.
No good... First of all, I'm not sure there's any good metal that's being played.
Well, it's different.
I could be wrong. But it's definitely not on the radio.
Oh, no.
Or at least
metal's
not
on the radio anymore. Yeah. It's a niche now.
Which is why I like to play metal on the local show.
The local show.
And I think we have a lot of really awesome like metal and hardcore bands here in Fresno.
Yeah, oh, we do. You just gotta go to CYC.
Right, no one ever talks about them because they don't play like the...
Yeah,
you know the venues that
they did. A couple
to,
did play Oddies like a month or two ago.
Cabin Fire,
yeah, I think Cabin Fire was there, and a couple others. And
they've been actually Oddies has been having some really cool metal shows there. I think they had one last weekend, but it's definitely a scene that I think is I think it's gonna explode. That's what I'm gonna say.
I keep waiting for it to. And
if metal comes back, in a big way, like you know, if mainstream,
it will eventually
starts accepting metal back. Fresno's going to be ready for it.
I keep waiting for like the melodic metal kind of stuff, the grindcore melodic metal, that kind of stuff. Because like the kids like that stuff,
yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I really like. I'm old, but I really like that stuff. I'm like, all right, the kids like it. They're going to keep growing up. They're going to have a taste for it. Right. They're going to have a knowledge for them. So then those bands are going to become a little bit more mainstream. But it never freaking materializes.
Well, here's hoping.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't get away with playing a lot of stuff on the radio show, metal stuff, because Jamie is...
Well, somebody's got a radio. I know when you started doing that stuff, I was like, holy crap. I've never heard this on the radio.
Which I think is great. I enjoy it. So maybe
the local
we could
show, KFSR, 6 to 7 on Mondays.
6 to 7 Mondays.
Nice.
And maybe we can play a little metal something in the background right now, Reed. Do you like how we talk to our producer?
What's up, Reed? Engineer Reed.
Engineer Reed. We're talking to him as we're doing the podcast.
Well,
that's it. That's it for me.
Speaking of, have you seen that Rock Band Expo at Warner's? That's going to be happening November 17th.
Tell me about it.
It's like Latin metal.
Yeah.
And like,
Speaking of metal,
are going to be Basura, Yuri-san, and Especial.
Oh, nice.
Local representatives. There's going to be like four or five other, you know, touring bands.
Oh, that's great.
At Warner's. So that's going to be, that sounds cool.
So, you know, Warner's.
Having something that cool.
Yeah.
And in the Warner's.
It's actually in the theater.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I know that, when I did a tour of the Warners, you know, they were talking about all these awesome rock bands who used to play there. You know, like, I can't even think of what some of them are now. And I thought, man, that is dangerous for such a nice place, you know.
Yeah.
Because it would be easy for them to just destroy that place. But that's really cool. Let's see what else is happening. I mean, I think those were the main things I wanted to talk about.
I know you're a cyclist.
I do ride.
Well, I ride once in a while. Enough to be called a cyclist.
Cyclist.
But I want to just give a heads up. The people that are would concern probably aren't going to listen to the podcast, but I've been worried about because I take Herndon to work, back and forth to work every day, and I drive down it during work and everything. And so Herndon's an expressway. There's no room for bikes.
No.
Don't ride your bike in Herndon.
There's people riding bikes on Herndon, huh?
For some reason, which kind of sucks, but it just that's the way it is. Yeah. But there is on the north side of Herndon. Through most of it, there's a pathway, a sidewalk that's rideable throughout most of it up to Milburn. So, but I mean, and sometimes it's kind of hidden by a wall, sound wall or whatever, like say between Vinesse and Marks.
Yeah.
There's a sound wall there. You can't really tell, but there is a path back there.
Uh-huh.
So that's where you're supposed to stay over there if you're going to ride or walk down Herndon.
Right.
Some people, I just don't know that it's there, don't care, because I've been seeing people riding on Herndon, specifically the eastbound side.
Right.
And really between Marks and Fruit. Some point between Marks and Fruit, I'll once in a while randomly see somebody riding, and I'm like, you are nuts, sir.
Well, now what I want to know is, so is it designated an expressway, and does that, so I can't ride my bicycle on the freeway, let's say. But if I'm riding my bike on any other city streets, I am supposed to be able to ride wherever. Not that I would ride on Herndon, but
no.
It should be, it is legal for me to do so.
Right.
I think.
But it's an expressway, so it's not.
Right.
I mean.
And you're saying it's not safe.
No, it's, I'm saying, you know, it's
you're
too bad
you
that
you will run a bicyclist down.
No, I will not run a bicyclist down. But I'm just saying it's very unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
And what's ironic is when you enter in back into Fresno off of the Herndon and 99, you go over the railroad tracks there. There's a sign touting Fresno bicycle. Is that
bicycle?
A bicycle friendly town, city, officially a bicycle friendly city.
But there's no bike lane there.
Bike lane.
Interesting.
It's like on Herndon. You shouldn't be riding your bike on Herndon.
I wonder if that's part of the bike master plan.
Probably.
We should get online and look at that.
But you can't. There's nothing you can do. I mean, on some, I think you could. There's the path on the north side, on the westbound side.
Interesting.
And they haven't completed. I mean, you can't come do a full path from 99 all the way to Clovis. It's just sections.
That's
of it.
What I want.
Yeah, I want to ride from Clovis to 99 on Herndon. So it's just been scaring me.
Yeah. Well, that's good that you at least.
And yesterday there was a guy. I don't know what he was in. I was turning off a fruit onto Herndon,
on
going
his bike,
going west. And there's a guy coming east down Herndon. He was in the second lane for coming up to Fruit, and he was riding down the second lane. And like I'm thinking, I guess he's gonna get in the left turn lane
and
go off
right.
the Fruit. But I couldn't. I was going so fast, I couldn't tell if that's what he did.
Huh.
But he was riding in the second lane on Herndon on a bike.
Now that's
insane. There's people going 60 miles an hour.
That guy has taken his life into his hands.
Oh my god! I was like, well, I guess I'll read in the beat today. Tomorrow. What happened to that guy?
Huh? You know, it does. That is a thing, and I do it a lot. Where you are turning left, and so you have to get in
that's
other lane.
You're legal to do that.
I know, but it's a bold maneuver. It's something I do, and
more people should do it because you get.
Did he have a helmet on?
People drive. Oh, that's a good question. I don't think he did.
No,
I don't. I don't. I want. It's flashing in my head right now, and I don't see a helmet on.
Wow.
I think some people. There's a difference between
a
cyclist.
He was a hipster.
No, he wasn't a hipster.
Oh, okay,
he was just like a dude.
All right.
There's a difference between a cyclist and a guy that rides his bike.
See, there's several types of so there's the hardcore
there's a difference.
Guys.
Yeah.
You know. And a lot of times they'll have the spandex and the helmets and blah.
Yeah.
And then there's the hipsters.
Right.
But they don't really go distances. You know, they're like short.
It's just like get to my friend's house to go smoke
and then
pot.
There's
that's
and then there's the guys who are riding their bikes just because they have to,
Right, because they got a couple
of or whatever the reason is. And they are usually, and you will know them because they will be on a mountain bike or a BMX.
Yep.
There was the guy on a mountain bike or
I talked
BMX.
About this on Dorktown a couple of episodes ago. If you're in a neighborhood that has an adult male riding a BMX bike, that's a bad neighborhood. You shouldn't be in that neighborhood.
I wanted to, and maybe I'll do it, make a Tumblr call about grown men on BMX bikes, where I would just take pictures of grown men riding BMX bikes.
It's not a bad Tumblr.
Yeah. I think that could
be better than most Tumblrs.
Right. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right, man.
Was that it? That might be it.
Oh, there's one thing you're participating in that you should talk about next month.
Am I?
It's it's like all these important dudes in Fresno, like cooking or something.
Cooking? No,
it's not the cooking one. What is it? Explain yourself, Josh.
So I believe you're talking about the dinner in the library.
Yes, that's one.
So there's a few things that we should probably talk about in regards to. Well, you know what? I have a couple things I want to talk about.
Oh, okay.
But first, we'll talk about Dinner in the Library. So Dinner in the Library is this awesome event. It raises money for the Fresno County Library System. It's November 4th on a Sunday, and it's cool. You go to the library, and it's like a normal fundraiser. They have all these tables, you know, whatever, wine, sound auction, jazz, blah, blah, blah. But they have interesting people that serve as table hosts. And so you sit at this table.
So
and
what are you doing there? Crazy radio banter, podcast banter.
So, I am one of the table hosts. But you sit at the table and your host, you know, talks about whatever it is that they know about. So, for instance, I'm going to be doing a in real life version of what I do on the radio show.
Yeah.
So, I'll be talking about local music. I'm going to make a little mixtape for anyone who sits at my table and all that kind of stuff. But it's cool. There's a ton of really good table hosts this year. James Collier is a table host. Art Dyson's a table host.
Yeah, it's crazy. I saw Art Dyson's name. Yeah. And you did a post on Fresno Famous about it. Go to FresnoFamous.com.
Yeah.
And I was like, what, really? Art Dyson's going to be there?
Yeah, which is really cool. And then, you know, all the B people, so Don Monroe and Mike Osageda and Bill McEwen, although I think Bill McEwen, from what I hear, his table's already sold out because he's just
everyone wants to talk about his radio show.
Craig Sharp, and then a bunch of, you know, local authors and local food, wine kind of guys. So, yeah, it's really cool, and you can find out more information by going to... Well, you can probably just go to my post on Fresno Famous, and then you can find all the links from there and buy tickets. It's a really cool event. I think it's $75 to $100, something like that.
Yeah.
The Painted Table is doing the catering this year. I don't know if you've ever had anything, but they're really good. They do. They're in the spot that used to be the Daily Planet, so they do catering out of there now, and they have events there and stuff now. But really good stuff, and then sound auction, all that good stuff. So. Boom. Here's the other thing I want to talk about just quickly.
Good.
And then we'll be done. And this is political.
Please.
So this could go on our political podcast.
Whoa.
Homeless people.
Yep. They exist. Homeless people. So, they're a thing.
The Fresno Bee had this story this week about the homeless people that live near this neighborhood or in this neighborhood. I didn't read the story, but it was a big thing, and the radio picked up on it. Specifically, I'm thinking of Inga Barks on KMJ.
Oh.
And I was listening to
her. You're just a big KMJ guy.
Well, look, now that Kino is gone. So I love talk radio. Right. And now that Kino is gone, it's like, well, that's what I have.
Yeah.
I mean, I do listen to KFCF, and I do listen to NPR.
Yeah.
But there are times in the day Valley Public Radio is playing some kind of Baroque whatever, and I can't handle it.
Yes.
And then there are times in the day when KFCF gets too crazy for me to even handle. So I turn on to KMJ. KFCF is what anyway, whatever.
88.1 KFCF.
Right. So I'm listening to Inga Barks is talking about homeless people, and I'm thinking... So homeless people, they are people.
Right.
And I think a lot of people forget that homeless people, they are alive.
They're normal people. They're, they can converse with you.
They're not like some kind of stray dogs that you can take down to the SPCA and have put to sleep. Yeah. Or whatever. They're actual people, right. You know, and they have fallen on hard times, and maybe some of them have issues, blah, blah, blah. But they're people, and are you so heartless to think that, like, we can't do something? We can't do something about, you know?
Right.
It's like she was talking about, you know, just, I don't know, get them out of the neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, all right, I appreciate that. I appreciate that the people in this neighborhood, you know, should be able to feel like they're not being overrun by homeless people. But yeah. At the same point, like, where do the homeless people go?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they gotta go somewhere.
Well, they are gonna go somewhere. And where are they gonna go? And I understand, like, you don't want that in your backyard. I doubt that I would want that in actually, I have that in, like, I live downtown, and there are people now living under the overpass by my house,
right?
And it has gotten increasingly messy since they have moved there.
Yeah.
And would I like it to be cleaner? Sure. But at the same time, these people are living under an overpass, you know, like,
don't worry about it.
And so it's very frustrating when I hear people who seem to have no compassion. They seem to have no whatever for the homeless situation. Because the
mentality of just get a job,
right?
It's not that easy,
right? Exactly.
It's just not black and white.
Well, and I also think that, you know, there's the old phrase, like, but for the grace of God, right?
Right.
And it's like, I could maybe possibly be one of those people at some point.
I think without a family,
right.
A friend, right. A system behind
right.
them,
yeah.
could do that.
Could end up in that could situation. And
because I could end up there, but I know that I could stay, even as right. old as I am, I could still stay at my parents.
Right, or whatever.
Or whatever. But, right. you know, but not everybody has right. a family to fall back on.
Right. And, you know, I think the real question in my mind for these people who live in this neighborhood, if they really want to fix the, you know, they should want to fix the problem rather than just... Push it on, you know.
It's like, everybody get on a bus and right. go down to Bakersfield.
Right. That'll I mean, because we it. Could do that because, you know, I lived in Kingsburg. And the story, and I don't know if this is true, but the story I heard is that if there was a homeless person in Kingsburg, the police would pick them up and take them to Selma.
They do it like a Lebowski.
And give them $20 and say, get out, you know.
Like a Lebowski.
Right.
He has to get him out of his beach community.
And so, I mean, we could do that. We could definitely do that. We could just keep pushing them to the outskirts of Fresno until finally whatever. Yeah. But that doesn't really solve the problem.
Yeah, it doesn't end the problem.
And not that I know what does end the problem, but it just gets me mad when I hear people.
That's the thing. Nobody does because we will have this to the day we die.
Right.
This problem will be there. So.
But, you know, I think...
All you can do is try.
It gets me very angry when I hear people who are like, well, I own property and blah, blah, blah. You know, I should have more rights than these other, you know. It's like, well, okay, but those are people. You realize those are people, that they are real. They exist.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do have worth.
Yep.
Anyway, that was my rant.
There you go. And
so
that's Josh's rant.
If you're listening to this, KMJ or anyone else, and would like to have me, you know.
Pick on some local talent.
Take on some, huh? I mean, I think that was as good a rant as anything I've heard.
I'll put that up against any Inga rant.
any rant I've heard locally in a long time. So there it is. Hey, you're listening to Flowing With...
You're
do you have anything else? Because really, I think that's a high note.
Fresno Culture Sweet Fest is coming.
Oh,
so
yes.
Just make sure
everyone
knows about Sweet
Fest. Yeah, let's go ahead
and
do some plugs, because there's a bunch of stuff that's
Fest
coming up.
Is November or something or another.
November...
Go to sweetfest.com.
Let me go to my...
Josh is going to look it up in our research department. Josh, you have that for us?
Yeah. I really don't know what it
that's,
is.
Everyone,
if you
I don't
go
know,
to Sweet
most
Fest.
People, I've figured out what it is by this point. Somebody listening to a podcast in Fresno knows what Sweet Fest is.
Yeah, you would
is,
probably know what Sweet Fest is.
But, you know.
But it's at the Tower
own,
Theater this
do
time.
Do your own version of a movie or a scene and within 5 minutes, and you do it in a manner of low-budget manner.
Low-budget.
Where part of the creativeness and the art of what you do is how, showing how you know, creative you can be with the low budget aspect of you redoing that.
But you did see that the Fresno Arts Council was giving out little micro
grants
for the whole thing.
I could use 50 bucks to do a suite. But are you doing this year?
No, I'm not doing a suite.
Why not?
Because I'm lazy.
Oh,
it's so sad.
Yeah, me too.
So, but other people
should. I just can't put myself out there. It's going to be at the Tower Theater this year.
Tower Theater, that's going to be big. Yeah.
Crazy.
So that's really good for them.
I don't want the Tower Theater full of people looking at me on the screen.
Looking at your face. Well,
this douchebag up there, what's he doing? He's not doing anything. I could do that.
I could. That's the point of the Sweet Fest.
I'm worried about people like me where I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, psh, I would have done a better job than that guy.
Right.
But I don't.
But you, yeah. All right. But that's the point of the Sweet Fest is that you watch other people do it and you're like,
yeah,
I could do that. And then you actually do it.
Yeah, but you've done them. So you have a little clout to say, yeah.
But I'm just the talent. You know, I never put anything together.
Right.
So I'll be in it. So
it tells me to show up and do an acting part.
If someone wants me to be in their suite,
I can't
send me an email.
I can't put my neck out further enough and say,
@gmail.com. Just send me an email. Here. I'll be in your suite.
Yeah. He can act too.
You know,
for Fresno,
yeah. Let's see the other. I'll plug some stuff here at the end of the show.
All right. We're at the end, Josh.
There's two things I have. One is the Fresno versus Fresno compilation.
Oh yeah.
Benefit that's happening November 10th at Tokyo Garden. It's us. It'll grow back. Us, my band. It'll grow back.
Not in. It will grow back.
Yeah, my band. It'll grow back. Were Bear and B Raw City. So that's
nice
going to be
lineup.
It's going to be a really cool lineup. I think it's going to be super fun.
And it's for the support what?
And it is to support a compilation CD that we're doing as part of the Fresno Urban Sound Experience. It's called Fresno Covers Fresno. So it's Fresno bands covering Fresno bands. And we're raising money so that once we get all of these songs in from different bands, we can have the actual thing mastered and then print it up so people can have a nice little whatever.
Yeah. So for Fuse Fest 2013,
It should be in time for Fresno. Yeah, for Fuse Fest 2013, we'll have that out, and it'll be a bunch of Fresno bands covering Fresno bands, and I think it's just a cool idea. So we're all the money from the show is going to go back into the project, and all the bands are sort of donating their time and that sort of thing. Then the day after Thanksgiving, November 23rd, I believe, Audi's Olympics. Olympics.
Yeah, the Olympics.
The Olympics. Big Balls. My AC/DC cover band making a comeback. Big Balls.
Nice, finally.
With It'll Go Back.
Whoa.
I'm doing a double set that night.
Man, you're going to have to rest up.
What are you going to do? I don't think I'm going to be able to handle it.
You're going to have to drink a lot of fluids.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah. Hydrate myself.
Hydrate that day.
So that's going to be good, and hopefully we'll get another band on board. Who do you think should play with? Who would you want to see on that band? On that
Trumpet
bill?
Solo?
Oh.
Reed, you going to come back to town for that?
If Trumpet Solo was in town and could do it,
yeah,
my mind would be blown.
Blown. Mind. Josh.
I'm going to see what I can do about that. So.
Yeah. Get Reed a plane ticket from
anyway,
Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah. But so that should be a good show. Mike, is there anything that you would like to...
My business, I'm going to do this, try and do this every episode. Business of the episode for Fresno, Papalo's Pizza. Go there. It's the best.
Oh, nice.
It's, you know, it's underrated.
Nice.
It hasn't changed for years. Maybe the best pizza in town.
Really?
I think either Mike's at Shields in West or Papalo's at Herndon and Blackstone.
Herndon and Blackstone. Papalo's Pizza.
They're the best pizza in town, although with respect to Mean Ants. I like Mean Ants too. Huh. But
what's your favorite pizza there? And also, do they deliver?
No, they don't deliver. No. Papalo's, I don't believe, delivers. They did have a service that there was like a delivery service that Papalo's was one of the restaurants they used, but I don't know if that's around anymore.
Huh.
But, and they got good craft beer there. Some, you know, as far as pizza places go, it's got some good beer there. Good salad bar. And
lovely.
It just doesn't, it's just always
salad
been the same
bar.
The guy, every table there is a booth. It's like everybody wants a booth.
Right.
And everyone just like
wants a table.
Chooses a table over
some
a booth.
People like tables, but
but hey, everyone wants it's all booths.
Nice.
And it just hasn't changed, and it's the best.
All right.
So there.
Well, there you go. Business of the week.
Yeah, business of the podcast.
Business of the week, whatever. Yeah.
Something. And yeah, check out Dorktown Podcast.
Dorktown Podcast.
Look for it everywhere. Stitcher.
iTunes. Stitcher.
Stitcher, and just you can stream it. You can do whatever you want with it.
Good. All right, well, I guess that's it then.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we killed about an hour there.
There you go.
A little less, a little more, who knows.
You can contact one of us, mike@thefresnon.com or
jthe@fresnob.com.
Yeah, Flowing With Famous questions. FlowingWithFamous.blogspot.com.
Nice.
Or on FresnoFamous.com.
Thank you all for listening, and we will be back, hopefully.
Yeah.
Thanks again to Reed.